Welcome to The Author Confidential, the podcast dedicated to supporting authors and those wanting to be by pulling back the curtain on book writing, publishing, and marketing. I'm your host, Lisbeth Tanz. Each week, we'll explore those burning questions that keep prospective authors up at night. You'll learn from professionals in the industry, as well as seasoned authors who've slogged through the writing trenches and lived to tell about it. So grab a drink and settle in as we dive into this latest episode. Hi, welcome to The Author Confidential. I'm Lisbeth Tanz, and today, this episode is just between you and me. I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on what I call the three P's of book writing. You know, I talk with people all the time who, when they realize what I do for a living, that I ghostwrite books, edit books, and coach authors, will invariably say, gosh, I've always wanted to write a book. So of course, then I ask them, why haven't you? And I get some pretty predictable responses. I don't have time. I'll get to it someday. I have way too much going on in my life right now to think about it. Writing a book is hard, and I don't have time to figure it out. I'd love to write my book, but I'm just too busy with X, Y, and Z. And the last one, which is my favorite, and it's a huge misconception, is I can't set my life aside to write a book right now. People who say that usually look pretty offended that I even asked. They were the ones that started the conversation. These comments do all have something in common with time and being busy. Come on, we know everyone is busy. If you're running a business, you're busy. I think being too busy isn't the real reason these people haven't written their book yet. What I hear is that writing their book isn't a priority right now. That's totally cool. If you've been wanting to write a book, but life, a business, volunteering, caring for family members, and any number of other things that everyone does pretty much every day, if those things are getting in the way of that goal of writing a book, I have a suggestion for you of what to say instead of I'm too busy. How about saying, it's just not a priority right now? That feels different, doesn't it? Saying I'm too busy feels, I don't know, frenetic and a situation that's out of your control. But saying, writing my book just isn't a priority right now, puts all that power back in your hands. It's your choice not to work on it. And it's not because of some amorphous other that's causing your dream to remain unfulfilled. So try that next time somebody asks you about that book that you haven't written yet. Try saying, it's just not a priority right now because I've got X, Y, and Z that have to come first. They'll understand, believe me. But what if you have started your book and you're not making progress on it? That happens too. There's another P word that comes to mind when I talk with people that are in this situation. It tends to be procrastination. Face it, when we come up against something that we don't know how to do, or it feels hard, or I have heard this excuse, it might make us miss our favorite TV show, or we might have to admit that we need help, we tend to procrastinate. It's kind of a human condition, I think. So if you're fiddling with fonts, revising research, painfully editing what you've written, when you shouldn't be because your book isn't even finished yet. Editing comes last, not while you're writing. Or if you're doing anything else but work on your manuscript, and when I say work, write on your manuscript, you're probably in procrastination mode. Think about this in terms of other things other than your manuscript. You know, say you go to IKEA and you buy that bookcase that you've been coveting for the last 6 months, and you lug the box home, You take out all the pieces and you lay them all out on the floor and you look at it. And then you say, I think I need to go have a cup of coffee or a beer, because honestly, those things are so hard to put together. Well, that's just procrastination, because you're coming up against something that may be unfamiliar and maybe a little scary. And I hear that all the time from people that want to write their books or that have started their books, but they hit a wall because they don't know what they're really trying to do. They don't know what that main idea really is. They haven't solidified all of those pieces. And if you don't have those when you start writing, you will hit a wall and you'll set your manuscript aside and you'll begin to procrastinate. I'm familiar with procrastination. I used to be a queen of procrastination. I'm not anymore because I can't afford to be. And for me, procrastination is a conscious feeling in my body that comes with that little tiny voice in my head that keeps reminding me what I'm avoiding. Over the years, I've gotten adept at ignoring that little voice and that physical feeling. But what I couldn't move past was the added feeling of guilt and the disappointment of others when I let them down. That just feels awful. So when I tell someone now I'm going to do something, I do it. When you want to write on your manuscript again, do it. Stop procrastinating. And if you're procrastinating because you don't know what to do, maybe you need to find someone to help you. So here are some questions that I would like you to ask yourself if you are in this mode. Have you reached a point where you don't know what to do? Has your train of thought derailed? Is your little voice saying any of these things? I have too many ideas. Or conversely, I don't know what to say. Who's going to listen to me? This is for you that are stuck in procrastination mode. I'm doing it wrong. And my last and favorite, nobody will read my book. So I'm going to unwind a little bit here and go back to that first one. I have too many ideas. That's a great problem to have. But too many can be just as bad as too few, because it stops your forward progress. There are ways to evaluate your different ideas to determine which one is the best idea for your audience. And if you don't take the time to do that, you're going to stay stuck in, I have too many ideas. Or worse, you'll start down a path and then realize that it isn't your passion, or you don't have as much information as you thought you did, or you really don't like the topic. Nothing is worse than talking to an author who's written a book that they didn't really mean to write and that they don't even like it. The second one was, I don't know what to say. And to that I say, yes, you do. You're the expert in your business. What you might not have done yet is written down all that you know, or even better, collected all of your writings in one place. I think today business owners have access to so many forms of communication with their clients, whether it's tried and true written form, my favorite, video, not my favorite, audio, my favorite. There are just so many ways you can communicate with your clients. I mean, including emails, Facebook Lives, which technically is video, social media. There are so many ways you can communicate with your audience. Pulling those pieces together so that you understand what the patterns of your communication are, what are those topics that you're covering the most, that's going to be a pretty big clue as to where your book needs to go. And it will stop that little voice from saying, I don't know what to say. And in fact, I guarantee you'll be impressed with yourself. The next one, who's going to listen to me? Really? Don't you have an audience? Don't you have clients? Don't you have people who are listening to you now? Aren't they saying, how come you haven't written a book yet? Sure, you want to attract in people that you haven't met yet, and you're not sure if they will listen to you. But trust me, if your message is compelling, if your solutions are true, if the book is high quality and well written, they will find you. And you will have to do some work so that they do find you. Writing a book is no guarantee that you will make millions and that you will sell tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of copies. It doesn't work that way. And you need to stop thinking about it that way if that is the way you're thinking that this what this book will do for you. So who's going to listen to you? Well, first, anyone who buys your book, but they have to know it exists. Your current clients are likely to buy your book and refer their friends to buy your book. You have kind of have a built-in purchasing network. Using your book as a door opener is another opportunity to give books away. And if you're going, oh, I don't want to give my book away, remember, it's really not about the money. I'll do a different topic, whatever this is called. I'm going to do one of those for that topic. It's late in the day. What can I say? All right. The next one is I'm doing it wrong. Maybe you are. There's no one looking over your shoulder to see exactly what it is that you're doing, though, is there? And it's fine to be a little bit slapdash when you start out your book because you may not know where you're going. You need to have a pretty good idea, but even if you don't really know exactly how you're going to get from point A to point Z, that's okay in the beginning. It matters much more when you're further along, of course. You need to have your key points in the right order. You need to have ties between chapters, sentences that make sense. You need to have a flow to your book so that your reader understands what it is you're talking about. But when you're just beginning to write your book, it's okay to do it wrong because there really is no wrong. If you want to start writing your book at chapter 8, do it, because you will get the satisfaction of at least writing something. Now, the last one is, nobody will read my book. How would you know? How would you know that? You haven't even written the book yet. Come on, you can come up with a better excuse than that, but don't bother. Don't bother. It's a waste of your brain space. I really don't want you to be thinking about these things, because everyone has the capacity to write a book. Some people need more assistance than others, and there's nothing wrong with that. The point is finding the dream and living the dream. And if your dream is to be a published author, then don't procrastinate. Don't let that little voice get the best of you, because that means you will get nothing done. Now, I've said all this, but there are some legitimate, logical, rational, acceptable reasons for why you still have the dream of writing a book, but you haven't started it yet. For example, you have a sick child, or a full workload, or you're traveling extensively, whether for business or pleasure, and the time just isn't there. You're doing a major home remodel, or you're hunting for a job. There are legitimate reasons for why you haven't started your book, because sometimes life does intervene. And if you have something big, hairy, and ugly going on in your life, or scary or wonderful, say you're planning the wedding of your dreams, maybe sitting down and trying to write your book isn't a good idea. Your head's not going to be in the game because you're going to be thinking about all those other things. But what you can do, I do have a solution for that, is you can journal. You can continue to write ideas. You can continue to drip the dream until the time comes when you can work on it. You know, writing a book is a marathon. It is not a sprint. And I know there are people that will tell you that. the books that I work on, the books that my authors create, they're high quality. They're longer books. They're not writing 20,000 word books. And those have a place in the marketplace. So I'm not beating on it up on anybody. So just understand that sometimes life demands that we put some space between us and that next typed word. If that's you and you're still beating yourself up over not working on your manuscript, please stop. Focus on what you need to focus on. You know, sometimes we need somebody to call us on our stuff so that we give ourselves the chance to get off go and start doing that thing we really want to accomplish. And sometimes we need someone to say it's okay to put things aside for a while. So consider this your permission to stop procrastinating and move towards your dream of being a published author. But also consider this your permission to make your book a priority when the time is right for you. I'm Lisbeth Tanz. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Author Confidential. It means a lot that you listen. Thank you. Remember to check the show notes for information and links that may have been discussed in the episode. You can learn who future guests will be, discover more about this podcast, and learn a bit about me at theauthorconfidential.com. And I'd be most appreciative if you'd rate and review this show on whatever platform you frequent for podcasts. Check back here again next week for another riveting episode of The Author Confidential. This is Lisbeth Tanz. See you next week.